Hello. Welcome to the St. Philip the Apostle School Social Studies Podcast. The podcast you're about to hear is put together by our junior high students and will center around social studies. It is one of the many results of our school investing in technology through the Learning Commons and other areas. The students sometimes discuss things they learned in class, topics we discussed in class, or current events they are interested in. The purpose of this podcast is to introduce the students at St. Philip the Apostle School to different forms of media and get them used to speaking knowledgeably on topics. My name is Mr. W, and I facilitate these podcasts. You're likely not to hear much from me during these episodes, as my role is to ask questions and keep the conversation going, but the material is largely up to the students. You may hear full tables of eight participants, solo scripted podcasts, team scripted podcasts, discussion-based podcasts, and even debates. I hope you enjoy listening as much as we enjoy making these podcasts. Thank you for listening.
Hello. Today's episode is a newscast-style podcast brought to you by three seventh-grade boys, and they wanted to do theirs on the assassination of Kim Jong-nam.
In this podcast, we are going to be talking about the assassination of Kim Jong-un's half-brother, Kim Jong-nam. Kim Jong-un is the current dictator of North Korea, and many people believe that he was one of the main people in charge of ordering the death of his half-brother. For example, Kim Jong-nam could have been a threat to Kim Jong-un's position as dictator.
A quick summary of the assassination. According to CNN, the assassination attempt on Kim Jong-nam took place on February 13, 2017, in Kuala Lumpur International Airport. Two women walked over to Kim Jong-nam and forcefully placed a poisonous towel over his mouth. The poison was called VX nerve agent. This is illegal in many countries and it is very dangerous to work with.
Even though very many reliable sources say what you just said, other people think that North Korea was only trying to show their power to other countries and world leaders. For example, the drug that the two women used to kill Kim Jong-nam, which was the VX nerve agent, is illegal in many countries and around the world. However, North Korea did not agree to make this drug illegal. Also, this drug is extremely deadly and hard to find because so many countries have banned it, which means that North Korean government must have made the drug in a lab and used a lot of money and expensive equipment that only North Korea's government could have provided.
That's true, but other people also think that Kim Jong-un was only making sure that Kim Jong-nam would not try and become dictator of North Korea. This idea makes sense because Kim Jong-nam is the only other relative that could threaten him, that could threaten to take Kim Jong-un's position as dictator. Kim Jong-un is also a very young leader of a powerful country, and he's still very inexperienced, and at the first sign of someone threatening to take over his position, he exploited his power by killing his half-brother Kim Jong-nam.
Since there is only one event, why is there so many facts, opinions, and different ideas on it?
Well, for one thing, North Korea has not said very much about the event, which makes it even more likely that they planned and carried out the assassination of Kim Jong-nam. For example, if North Korea had nothing to do with the assassination, then they would be able to provide that they did not carry out the attack, and they would want to tell other countries that they did not kill Kim Jong-nam. Another thing is that because North Korea has not said very much about the event, people will start to make up things that did not happen and create their own ideas of what they think probably happened.
To add to that, people have many different ideas and opinions about North Korea and especially Kim Jong-un. For example, North Korea being a dictatorship and news being altered by government, how do we know that maybe Kim Jong-un left out other details? Maybe many people also do not like North Korea and Kim Jong-un because of how he treats his people. He does not allow the citizens of North Korea very many rights, and if they do not follow these laws, then they can be punished by death. With many people who do not like North Korea and Kim Jong-un, they have very strong opinions and could have written information saying bad things about Kim Jong-un that were not true, and people believed it.
To add to that, there are many people that make a difference and have a strong impact on what happened. There are also many websites, news reports, stories, and articles with some false information on the assassination, which makes it hard to tell what is true and what is false. So we don't know if it was him or if it wasn't him.
All right, boys. Good job. That was really interesting for me because I haven't been following that story at all. So it was cool to see what your perspectives were and to see you research a topic and do a newscast podcast about it. So we hope you enjoyed listening and tune in next time when maybe these boys will bring us another news article.